SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we join the Child Development Agency in preparation for Thursday's Bless the Children Vigil. And later, we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child care tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. Since 2006, the Child Development Agency, CDA, has joined countries around the world to observe World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse by staging a candlelight vigil and concert on November 19. The event, called Bless the Children, is held in remembrance of children who were victims of violence, to foster awareness about child abuse, and to focus national attention on the matter of child protection. Chief Executive Officer of the CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray, says the event is being hosted to bring about fundamental change for the nation's children by raising awareness and inciting action against child abuse.
It is our hope that it will bring greater awareness and sensitization to the issues affecting children, the level of violence being perpetrated against them. And we want to bring it to the fore that we have a zero tolerance for it, and we are making efforts to improve the conditions of our children generally.
On Thursday, November 19, St. William Grant Park in downtown Kingston will come alive with the 9th staging of the event, starting at 3 p.m. under the theme Uniting to Build a Culture of Child Protection. One highlight of the evening will be the cracking of glow sticks and the release of balloons bearing the names and age of children killed over the years, following a moment of silence which will also be observed in remembrance of all children who were victims of violence. Key partners this year include the Ministry of Youth and Culture, the United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, the Center for Investigation of Sexual Offences and Child Abuse, SOCA, and the National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC. For more information, please contact the CDA at 967-1614. Let's unite to build a culture of child protection this Thursday, November 19, downtown parade at the St. William Grant Park.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa. 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Vision 2030 Jamaica is the nation's first long-term national development plan, which will enable Jamaica to achieve developed country status by 2030. It is based on several guiding principles which put people at the center of Jamaica's development. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
Growing up, we usually visit the river often because we live in a rural area. More than that, we had to go there very often to wash. Now, washing brush back then was a scarce commodity. So what we would do is, to get the dirt out of the clothes, we identified the largest rock we could find, and what my mother would do, we would scrub the rock to get rid of any additional morass or any dirt that was on it. And then every time we go to river, we would use that rock as our washing brush.
Here now is a child care tip. The children are future. Praise your child in public and private. If you need to scold him or her, however, try as best as possible to do it in private and explain exactly why they are being punished. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that is where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.